And now, Mr. Serling.
Next week, we see what will happen to a world that with each passing hour draws closer and closer to the sun. This is a nightmare in depth in which we watch two doomed women spend their last hours struggling for survival against a fiery orb that moves over the top of a hot, still, deserted city. We call it the Midnight Sun, and we also recommend it most heartily.
We're back again with John Rennie, editor-in-chief of Scientific American magazine, right here on the TV Time Machine. John, as we heard in the previous clip, Rod Serling really turned up the heat on the Twilight Zone with his story entitled The Midnight Sun. In this tale, Earth begins to move closer and closer to the sun, leading to ultimate destruction. John, is that scientifically possible, and do you draw any parallels to the current hot-button issue of global warming?
Well, I would say that there's really no connection to global warming, although people do certainly, in trying to figure out what could be explaining it, they do look at the question of whether or not there are small variations in the Earth's orbit with respect to the sun, and also whether there are variations in the sun's intensity. On the face of it, you would think that something like that kind of story that was in that episode of The Twilight Zone would be completely fictional, that of course nothing could cause a planet to just come flying out of its usual orbit. They would seem like they're very, very fixed. A funny thing is, I think, though, that there were calculations back in the very late 80s or early 90s that not particularly the Earth, but that in some circumstances, planets moving through their orbits could, through a peculiar combination of gravitational influences, that their orbits could suddenly, chaotically move and change dramatically. That's really fantastically unlikely to happen to affect us, but it's not completely impossible in the sense that planets do change their orbits sometimes.
Something to look forward to.
I hope not.